On a warm summer night in Detroit, Russ Ballant stands in the parking lot of the Bel Air Luxury Cinema on 8 Mile and Van Dyke. He's staring through a fence at the illuminated Northeast Water Treatment Plant, where he worked for 5 years as plant operator.
On this landscape, under this grass, you have a raw water tunnel coming from the Detroit River about 7 miles away.
Ballant explains the complicated and expensive process of getting clean drinking water to Detroiters. But he's really here to talk about the other side of the coin, what the Detroit Water and Sewerage Department drains from properties. The department now charges customers based on the amount of hard surfaces on their property, like driveways or roofs. The logic behind the charge? Any rainfall or snowmelt that doesn't get soaked into the ground ends up in Detroit's combined sewer system. The city has to treat that combination of sewage and drainage before discharging it into the Detroit and Rouge rivers. Ballant says the rate is not only too expensive, it is also an unconstitutional tax.
The drainage fee meets all three definitions of a tax. And if it met just one of them, it would be a tax. But it's a tax, a tax, and a tax.
But more on that later. Ballant's first stop on this late June evening was across town at the Jefferson Avenue Presbyterian Church. That's where the Board of Water Commissioners held a public hearing on proposed rates for 2019.
And now you're telling me that on top of the water bills they're already paying, because I happen to have gotten a house with a long driveway, that now I'm going to have to pay additional drainage charges?
That was Sylvia Orduño of the Michigan Welfare Rights Organization. Like dozens of other residents at the meeting, she wanted answers. Instead, the board attempted to cut public comments short, and tensions reached a fever pitch. There's a lot packed into that rage. The water department continues to carry out annual mass shutoffs for residents behind on bills. Meanwhile, Detroiters are forced to shoulder the financial burden of a system that has billions of dollars worth of legacy debt, miles of aging infrastructure, and is massively outsized for the current population of the city. And now, instead of paying into their own city's coffers, a large portion of Detroiters' money goes to the Great Lakes Water Authority. That's the regional body that formed at the tail end of the city's bankruptcy in 2014.
What happens in the wake of the Great Lakes Water Authority is that Detroit has to support itself on its own footprint. So my best interpretation of the drainage fees really had nothing to do to correlate with drainage, but was really just a crass calculation to say, how are we going to maintain our head above water?
That was Peter Hammer, director of the Damon J. Keith Center for Civil Rights at Wayne State University. Palencia Mobley, deputy director of the Detroit Water and Sewerage Department, says the rate was simply updated to create a uniform billing structure.
The new rate actually is fair because every single customer is being charged based on their specific parcel's impervious area.
But is it fair if the department started with a revenue hole and worked backwards to find a rate to fill that hole? A lawsuit against the city says that would make it a tax. The suit was filed by customers like Roger Skrzynski. His family has owned Central Avenue Auto Parts since 1929.
I basically was looking, I'm going to lose my business anyway, but I'm not going to go out without a fight.
Court filings show that Skrzynski paid $350 a month for drainage before the new rate went into effect. After the change, his drainage charge shot up to more than $4,200 a month. That's a 1,200% increase.
In my life, I've been through a lot of rough stuff. Nothing has scared me as much as the government coming down on me over rainwater.
To reverse the government's decision, Skrzynski will have to prove that Detroit's drainage rate is a tax, not a fee. That would put it in violation of Michigan's Headley Amendment, which requires voter approval for any new local tax or tax increase. The case is currently on the docket of the Michigan Court of Appeals. For Michigan Radio, I'm Joey Horan with Outlier Media.